Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it is Wednesday Wisdom Radio, and this is Deborah Leanne. And I, in some ways, am not prepared to deliver this. And I don't know if it's the topic that's making me the nervous or that I didn't quite set the stage. I like to light a candle and get my essential oils diffusing and set up some background music because it feels like it's sacred space that I'm calling here. And for me to be in a space where I feel like I can best speak from the heart and speak from my truth and speak from my soul. So to get started, let's do a getting present moment here. And if this is your first time with me, if you are in a space where you can close your eyes, it just allows you to focus and slow down and pull into this moment in time in a better way. If you are not able to, that's completely understandable, but if you could follow the cues to feel your body and to slow down your breath, that would be great. So we'll start with some long, deep breaths in through your nose and holding them, allowing your belly to expand as if you're doing a yoga breath, and then exhaling through your mouth. And we'll do a couple more. In through the nose, holding it, and then exhaling. And our last one, in through the nose, sending that beautiful clean oxygen down our back and our spine that holds us in place. And then with an exhale and a sigh. And from this space, we want to feel our feet, allowing them to feel totally connected, just as gravity magnetically holds us and pulls us to the ground. Let's just turn up that gravity field so that it's stronger and pulls us down, because when we are in this grounded stage, we are totally in alignment. It allows us to be our physical and spiritual selves. And it's so important for us these days to remember that we have a body and are completely supported by our planet and the universe in this wonderful way through gravity and the magnetic electric pull down to the center of the earth. So from this space, we allow that energy that we can feel coming up through the soles of our feet to travel up through our legs, allowing them to feel energized, remembering how strong and amazing our legs are and our feet and how they carry us around to do our great work in the world. And then noticing your seat, your bottom in your seat, and wiggling a bit back and forth in your hips so that it's almost like you're claiming your space in the ground, claiming your space on that chair. Or if you were at the beach, you'd be just kind of putting your own butt mark right into the sand. And then allowing that energy that we've activated in our pelvic area to travel up, lighting the fire of our heart space, allowing that light to shine out to the front and out to the back in a way that is radiant and soft and gentle. We don't need to blast anyone. We just want to be full of this light within us. In fact, sometimes I actually take the light and turn it around so I can have my own heart light filling me first, It's a pretty amazing sensation to feel our love that is so often extended outward, projected out towards all of those people and things and causes that we love, and to turn that amazing power back in to fill ourselves. And once we are full, then our overflow naturally spills out in a beautiful, gentle way. And that is how I believe we are most effective in our connecting to others here. And then allowing that same sensation to go up through our neck, pulling our shoulders down away from our ears and elongating our neck, that beautiful connection between our heart and our expression of who we are in the world. And then up through our third eye and our inspiration and opening to our divine connection. So we can feel the divine connection coming down through the crown of our head and spiraling through our system. And then the Mother Earth physical sensation coming up through the soles of our feet and spiraling upwards. I tend to see those meeting in our right below our solar plexus, kind of above our pelvic bowl in our womb space, in this creative power center where I believe our unique light shines. And where they meet in that space, it ignites. And that is our unique brilliance. Practicing and remembering to turn on our light and to shine it from that space where we create, and the creative energy can be described to me at the most as really, truly divine energy. It is our soul spark. I love that Kiva Leatherman, a friend and sister and mentor, says her new business is Soul Spark Communications. I love that because that's what I believe each of us has within us. And so from this place of filling me up, and I feel more comfortable and ready to deliver this message, which is a dicey one for many. It's about authentic beauty. We've been on this theme of authenticity now, or I have been on this journey for the last 3-4 months. It heightened in August for me, and in September, I was several things came into play which allowed me to slow down, and I've been savoring September by noticing what is going on, within me, how I'm co-creating with the universe my life as it looks at this moment, and where this new work that's coming through me, this Authentic Leadership Academy, where that's going to be going. Who am I most guided to serve? And it's been an interesting journey, and the slowing down part is the most difficult for me, definitely. The most difficult because I want to just do and do and do. So I wanted to plan this date and what I was going to say today and write the blog ahead of time. And I even changed the topic 3 times since this morning. And after 2 networking things today, when I sat down to type the words that became this blog, I was shocked that authentic beauty is what came up. And I don't know why. It's a very big theme with women leaders that I've spoken with, many of whom know that they are brilliant, know that they have big hearts, know they have a lot to give and wisdom galore, yet when they see a video of themselves or a picture, it's like, that body doesn't look like it belongs to me. There's a disconnect between their physical appearance and who they know themselves to be inside. And when I heard this, from about 90% of the women I spoke with a couple years ago when I was doing my research among women change makers, women leaders, women with entrepreneurial mindsets that have done big things here in the St. Louis area, I was surprised, but not shocked, because I guess I thought that they would have had that handled, right, that they were above that, that they had gotten over that, discomfort of not really loving their body and how they are showing up physically in the world. They were happy with all of their other ways of showing up, but when it came to their presence, it wasn't what made them feel in alignment, let's say, and authentic. So where I'm seeing this authentic beauty piece, how it ties into women leaders, is if we are trying very hard to fit in to what society believes is appropriate, or what society or our culture or the media is saying is beautiful, we're never going to win. The women that are on the covers of magazines and are on television shows and are even Instagramming very often, they use all of those filters to change who they are, what their skin tone really looks like, you know, what their hair really looks like. Very often they aren't doing their own hair and makeup. And it's more about wanting to put on a show. It's more about the theatrics of that type of beauty. And what would be amazing is if our children, our daughters at the ages of 8, 9, 10, when they're playing soccer and they're running and they're sweating and they're dirty and their hair's messy, and that passion and zest for life and who they are as a person, they don't question it. They just do it. And then something happens around 11, 12, 13 where all of a sudden, I can't run. I don't want to. You know, I don't want to do that, and I don't like the way the soccer shorts fit. They're too baggy, and, you know, I got to start wearing mascara, which then, of course, you know, gets underneath their eyes when they're sweating, and then their hair doesn't look quite right. And, oh, my gosh, I wish that stage would never have happened for my daughters, but both of them went through it. And they both have gotten to a different place of comfort with their, well, or discomfort with their beauty. And the thing is that I would love for every one of us to feel like when they look in the mirror, they're not just looking at the wrinkles, the frown lines, I'm looking in the mirror right now, frizzy hair, that silver streak that goes through from my gray, the shape of my body in these clothes. You know, our critical mind will find everything wrong. And by training myself to say, yes, and you have amazing wavy hair. You're so lucky that you've got so much texture to your hair and you don't have to do anything to it. You're lucky, Deborah, that for a 60-year-old almost soon in the next 90 days, you know, you look as good as you do and that you've got a beautiful smile and twinkly eyes and I don't need to wear glasses. And, you know, there's so many things about myself and my physical body that I just flip it to be appreciative of. But I'm not always there. I still have the critical eye. And I wish that our society wasn't focused on our size, on our age, on what society or culture or the media tells us is sexy, what clothes are supposed to be in style, what colors. There's this fascination we have with young, thin, beautiful models. And I'm saying we as a collective, not we necessarily, the women that are listening to this, but and that fascination, we will buy clothes based on how they look on those models versus maybe going and trying them on and feeling like this is something I feel good in. you know? Or we compare ourselves over and over again. And this is a big one. I'll be honest, I'm not looking forward to being in a swimming suit on the beach. As much as I want to go and hang out on the beach and play in the waves and the surf, my breath catches in my throat even thinking about it, because it's been so long since I've been in a swimming suit. And I'm going to be around a bunch of people I don't know. Why do I care what they think? And then how can I just enjoy myself and not worry about them? And I'm sure I'll get to that point where, you know, the initial getting out there and laying down, and as soon as I feel how amazing it is to be in the water again, and that salt water and that surf and playing in the waves, it'll shift. But the other piece is there's still going to be that comparison of looking at the younger, more fit bodies and missing. I miss that men don't look at me like they used to. Men of all ages used to look at me. Now I might get the older guys, the grandpas maybe, but even them, their head will turn even more for someone like my daughters. You know, it's fun to hang out with them because the guys are all looking at them all the time because they are so stunningly gorgeous. So this authentic beauty thing is interesting to me. If you can remember seeing a friend who is newly in love, seeing somebody who felt really good about something amazing that had happened in their life. Because when we're in love or when we're in joy, our energy and our radiance is it's almost palpable. People, catching. Excuse me. I find it interesting that my throat doesn't want to deliver this message. There's an amazing glow about a woman who is pregnant, who is happy, who is in love, that this natural radiance we can find within ourselves and turn that on. And it doesn't matter if we have our makeup and our hair right or the perfect clothes. It really doesn't, because that other energy is flowing through us. I'm so sorry about that. And I find it fascinating that we forget that we can tap back into that and it's available to us. And that's part of the work that I do in the Art of Feminine Presence. And let me tell you, after going through teacher training or being in a group of women who have been through a couple of exercises together, one of the most beautiful pieces around that, the sharing and the being witnessed, and we all notice each other's energy in its most amplified state. It's amazing. It's magic. It is, there is such a high love energy in the room after we have completed some of our practices together. And this is the kind of work that I really wish every woman knew how to tune into on a daily basis and practice. And I don't. I don't even take the time every day. But there is something about doing it in circle, because when you're in a group of women where everyone is taking part in the practice and everyone in there gets a chance to be seen in their beauty and their wholeness, in their love, in their physicalness and their spirituality, there is a switch that flips on, or it goes from being on the dim switch all the way up to full brightness. And each woman in there is amazingly beautiful. And I don't care if they're 85 are 25. I don't care if they are 400 pounds or 100 pounds. It doesn't matter. We are drawn to that kind of beauty, the kind of beauty that is so instilled, it is so buried within that no one can touch it and turn it off. No one. And it lasts for a while. And unfortunately, it doesn't last for a long period of time, which is why meeting on a weekly basis and doing these practices together is advised. But being the more that you do it, like when we have teacher training and we have 6 days in a row of practicing together and being in the same room together, sometimes practicing twice a day, there's it builds and builds and builds and builds, and the synergy is strong, and the magic is fascinating. In fact, we had a van driver that would take us back from the hotel to the training room back and forth, and he used to say, "I love driving you women. You're the most amazingly gorgeous, fully alive women I've ever been around. But whatever you're doing in these classes, it's really fun for me to spend time with you, even if it's just a 10-minute van ride with you." And this is from a college boy, you know, with a bunch of us older women. He could feel it, you know, he was sensitive to it. So this is the kind of thing I'm talking about with authentic beauty, is it's inside. It's our light, but not just taking our light, actually turning it up and amplifying it and allowing that energy to be so high vibrationally and energetically that when we are walking, you know, whether or not you can see people's auras, you can see the energy around them, and you can see when they are in their own skin and they don't need anything from anyone. It's almost like a queen who is walking along, and she is sovereign. She knows her space. She knows her power. She knows her beauty. She knows her value, her worth. And there's no second guessing. She's in a fullness, a wholeness, and I like to say a holiness that is, it's like she's a big, huge, 100-year-old oak tree. She's grounded. Somebody's not going to come up and knock her off of that pedestal because she's not on a pedestal. Her feet are firmly planted in the ground. And as she walks into the room, everyone looks up and they're like, "Oh," amazed, drawn to her. There's a magnetic quality that is attractive. And it's felt by everyone in the room. And it's not a sexual, I mean, it could be, you could use this in that way, but that's not the kind of energy. It's the kind of energy that allows you to be seen as being fully in your power. It's a grace. And at that time, when you are not needing anything from anyone, there's a comfort level and a trust level where you're easily approachable. And this is unusual because most of the time we're out there and we're looking for something outside of us to complete some piece or to answer some problem or to finish a piece of something that we're always waiting on someone else to help to come along to fix that in us. And I really do believe that's why we attract certain people into our lives, so that we can work through some of that stuff. Yet, what would it be like if we already knew that we were full and whole and complete already? And anyone who comes into our life that knocks us a little bit off center, we can recognize that and go, "Oh, great, thank you. for bringing that back to my attention, that I would love to add that additional gift of that awareness to me versus, that person is so annoying. They know exactly how to push every one of my buttons. And why am I so kicked off every time I have to spend time with this person? What if it was, wow, thank you. I really appreciate the way that you just brought that up, because it allowed me to see a part of myself that I didn't know that I was hiding from. And we can bring it out and we can look at that part, and it's no longer in the shadows. Excuse me, running us underneath the water, right? Those undercurrents that sway us very often, and we don't know what it is. Very often we are not aware of some of those undercurrents, those reactive tendencies, those old patterns, those old vows and commitments that are keeping us in our small, safe self, in the old stories, right? Not the ones that are who we want to be. We're stuck in the who we have been. Well, I, for one, am done with those stories. They served me really well for a long time, and I'm ready to write some new ones. And I feel that I'm doing that every day, that there's a co-creative process that I'm doing now with my ego, who is my unique personality and how I'm showing up in this life right now, who has gotten me to this place. But it's also with my higher self, with the wise, inspired, loving, divine part of me. And when the two of those work together, when two or more are gathered in my name, it's the synergy of 1 + 1 = 11, you know, because it's so much more powerful. And I've been saying this for a long time, that we have got to get out of our own way, that we think we are alone, having to solve all of our own problems. I don't think that's true any longer. We're in a whole new space of collaborating, of strategic partnerships, of moving from the patriarchy to a partnership environment in business, in nonprofits, in community agencies, in our governments. Look at this thing going on in Paris with everybody signing on, all of these major countries, to really make a difference on our planet, because we can't do it on our own. So here's a call and a connection and a challenge for you. The Art of Receiving Challenge. Look for me on Facebook. I am still in this receiving thing, but where I want to challenge you is, how can you receive yourself every time you look in the mirror? When you say something negative about yourself, can you say, yeah, that's what you're seeing, that's your story, but let's look at myself in this eye, with God's eyes. What does God see? What does my higher self see? And focus on that. Smile at yourself. Love yourself. You are more than enough. Take excellent care. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.